times it's the end of time. And the Mississippi River, she's a gold mine. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you only get mugged if you come town. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and a kid and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Well, folks, maybe you can hear me. You can hear me stepping away from the microphone here. This is James coming back to our program. I'm browsing around in my bookcases behind me here for magazines, publications, and that I'm talking about with me. And thank you so much, Mitzi, for taking us in this direction. I mentioned David Duke's My Awakening. My Awakening is a good foundational book. It's a good book to give to a young person, somebody who is ready to find out that race and defense of our race is all important. It's a great book. But I helped sell a lot of copies of that book when I was running Dr. David Duke's office from his office in Mandeville, Louisiana, back in 2003 and 4. And after that, back in the first half of that decade, I was operating Dr. David Duke's program out of Mandeville, and very honored and privileged to have the chance to do that. And I continue working with Dr. Duke. His recent books I have helped with, offering my talents in editing and whatever I can do. But Dr. Duke's got some great new books. One is called The Secret Behind Communism. I was privileged to be able to work on that with Dr. Duke, The Secret Behind Communism. You want to get that book. He's also got a book out, The Mutiny of the Elsinore, the republication of Jack London's great novel, The Mutiny of the Elsinore. But in it, there's a, and I've got my autographed copy here, there's a preface. Let's see what it was called, not a preface. Yeah, it's a preface. Oh boy, it looks like my little boy's been writing in here. Oh, gee whiz, that's okay. A few little pen marks from my now four-year-old. That's okay. It just endures the book anymore. But a great preface by Dr. Duke. And in this, also this recent book by David Duke, he's constantly working on coming up with new books. He's got a great publication called The David Duke Report. I'm privileged to have been able to help with that since, I forget what issue it's in now. It's like around 150, but I started working on them around issue number 40. So more than 100 issues ago, the Duke Report. And that's one of the great long runs of publication in our cause. So that's a great one. Mitzi, would you mind staying on the line while we go to a call or two? We've got Ed. Ed, are you in Dallas?
Hello?
Yes, Ed.
Yes, how are you doing, James?
Good. Nice to hear from you.
This is the only show that really makes any sense, real, because it's a key to straightening out our problems. What I was calling about was, I know I've pointed out in some respects some of the problems that need to be addressed with the Anglo-Saxon people. But the main thing that needs to be addressed, and I really can't stress this anymore, James, is that the Anglo-Saxons' law, the original law that they followed, all the Saxons, and I mean every country, England, is not being followed. And what the England people need to do, sincerely, is to begin to demand that their law be reestablished and begin functioning in all of our societies, including Africa, everywhere, because we all followed a certain, it's not a code, it's followed a tradition, lawful tradition, and we're not following it anymore because we have foreign people who came in and only codified, but they've also trademarked, copyrighted all of that law too, so that we as Anglo-Saxons can't even use it, you know, for profit anyway.
Now, Ed, I would echo what you're saying in my formulation of the same thing, is that it sounds like Ed, are you outdoors?
Yes, I'm outdoors for a second.
You're out on the range there, Ed.
I am.
Tending the cattle, mending the fences.
Yeah. Well,
actually, we do have an American Freedom Party supporter out there in Texas, actually, who raises horses, miniature horses out there in west of Fort Worth. And he's in his 80s. I echo what you're saying, but, you know, kind of to simplify it and, you know, to present it to our people, we need to have a simple formulation. There's been a takeover. Wilmot Robertson said we're the dispossessed majority. There's been a takeover from within. So the people have burrowed into our institutions, into our universities and so on. The Jew influence there is, you know, very, very high. But the burrowing in by lots of non-white peoples who have, you know, really they want to take over what we have. And now we see this in Europe. These hundreds of thousands, millions of people moving in a giant swarm, like ants, a giant swarm through Turkey and North Africa and Libya and Tunisia and Morocco, and they're coming by land and by sea and by air. Mm-hmm. That, you know, we're being dispossessed. So I've talked with you on the phone, Ed, about, you know, you've got an angle on, you know, how we would, just pardon the pun about the Anglo-Saxons, but you've got an angle on how we, you know, could retake our law and so on, and I appreciate that. But the presentation that we're making on this radio show is we're trying to highlight that the simple fact that we've been dispossessed, and we want to, you know, one of the books I grabbed off the shelf back here is a foundational book for our cause. I just grabbed Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. Yeah. It's a great book. And it's sort of a guidebook for what we're doing in the American Freedom Party, is that we want to present to our people, we want to first of all, Dale Carnegie says, you know, you've got to be a friend, you know, smile at somebody you're talking to, and above all, listen to them, and then address what their concern is, you know, not what yours is, but what their concern is. And we want to do that in the American Freedom Party, so that we want to let white folks in general know that all these worries and concerns they have about all these invading hordes appearing in their towns and neighborhoods, that we're addressing that. Unlike the Republican Party, this explains the success of Donald Trump, which just skyrocketed to the top of the polls, because he's the only guy who had the, whether it was common sense or courage, to address the issue that everybody wants addressed, which is the immigration invasion. And they want it stopped. And it's really interesting watching the rest of the Republican candidates swarm and wiggle the wall issue that they will not address. It's going to be very interesting to see. It looks like right now that Donald Trump's the odds-on favorite to win the Republican nomination, which would turn the election, if it goes that way, into a great duel between Trump talking about immigration and, let's say, Hillary Clinton, you know, the picture of cowardice and betrayal. So this would be a heck of an election. And here's where it comes in, Barry. Whatever Trump does, whether he wins or loses, I was talking with Dr. David Duke about this. We were talking about, you know, what's the significance of Donald Trump and what's the value of what he's doing. And the way I phrased it, he's kicking in the door on immigration. So that what I meant by that is that Donald Trump is making it okay for average white people everywhere to finally talk about this big issue that's been taboo. And it's been, you know, you're a racist if you talk about, you know, all these non-white people coming into our country. Well, Donald Trump has made it okay and not a racist thing to talk about all these, to talk about the invasion. This really is opening a door for us, because if his campaign doesn't work, if he does not become president and is not thereby able to address the immigration problem, then people, here we are in the American Freedom Party. You know, if they sink Donald Trump, we're going to be right here. So what we have to be ready for, Ed, is lots and lots of people coming to us. And we need to be organizationally, structurally ready for lots and lots of people.
Well, I would like to say that what I've just got to telling you is possible. It is, I've already figured out the process.
But now, Ed, I want to thank you for calling in, but just and with my apology, I know I'm cutting you off, Ed. But I want I have to stick to the simple, you know, how to win friends and influence people. The simple program that the American Freedom Party has proposed, kind of stick to that. And you've got some great ideas. I've shared them with you on the phone, off the air. I need to avoid the temptation to, which is real easy for me. I've got a whole stack of books here, all of them. I need to kind of focus on how those books relate to what we're doing, AFP. So I want to thank you for calling in. Thank you, sir. Missy, are you still there?
Yes, I am. I think you have PR, and you have to be positive, and you know, I think what you're doing is really good, and I think you do a real good job, you know, with your guests and, you know, with people that call in, and people are looking for information, and you're educating them, you know. And the American Freedom Party website has some wonderful articles there, and if people would look at the platform, they would be able to relate. And it's about, you know, encouraging some people to get involved locally in politics and really infiltrating, you know, at some of the, you know, in the, even if they run as a Republican or a Democrat, to, you know, bring in these ideas. And maybe also maybe to have, you know, encourage term limits so the judges who are changing the laws can't be on the courts forever, because they're the ones that have really made a lot of the big changes that we see, and they started at the Supreme Court, and they're not what people wanted to change.
Yes. I'm messaging to Ken Gividen, one of the directors, board of directors, members of the American Freedom Party. Just messaging to him now. I had several folks I was hoping to show here today. We had three last super duper. And interestingly enough, even in last week's show, the three people who appeared on the show, David Duke, Paul Fromm, and there is him. He just messaged to me. I was hoping to have Ken Gividen on the show today, and he just messaged to me that he's here. Okay, I'll tell him, I'll say the engineer. We'll call you right now. Thanks. This is great. So, folks, I think we'll be able to have Ken Gividen on the show here in just a minute. But, you know, all three of the guests last week were fill-ins for three guests who just couldn't make it last week. And I had three guests who just couldn't make it this week. I wanted to have Laura Fitzgerald, who's the campaign manager for our presidential candidate, Bob Wicker, on. I wanted to have Pastor Tom Robb on from Harrison, Arkansas. Boy, that was going to be a treat. Laura was going to be a treat, too. But Pastor Tom Robb, we just lost a connection there with Tom. He's the busiest man around, and so it's really easy for him to forget that he's got a radio show. And let's see, I also wanted to have – well, I wanted to have Ken on today, and we just spotted Ken out there in the horizon. So let me ask the engineer to call Ken right now. Let's see here. I'll go back to my RBN. He's asking let's see. He wants to know Ken's Skype name. And let me give that to him right now. There it is. Okay. There it is. I'm just going to type it in. I don't know if Ken wants it to be public information. There it is. And you should have it in your contacts. Okay, type it away. I love that feature, Mitzi, of our spontaneous live Patriot Radio, that you get to hear the host typing away on the keyboard and all sorts of things that would be no-nos in network and all that other stuff, that canned garbage that we've been fed for all these years and decades. We're much more spontaneous. Kind of oddly enough, that spontaneous quality that we have is catching on, and the big networks are imitating it. They do all kinds of fuzzy, grainy home video pictures now. People, they have interview guests on their laptop cameras, very grainy and jerky, but that's hip now, and I think we've made it hip. So whereas the real smooth, polished, absolutely everything, you know, every hair combed and so on, that's getting less cool. And so we should have Ken Gividen coming on in just a moment. And one thing I'd like to talk about, Ken, Mitzi, I just mentioned Dale Carnegie and how to win friends and influence people. That's an issue that we're addressing in the American Freedom Party, is how do we frame our message? How do we, what sort of associations do we create? This is a problem that Dr. David Duke's been working on for the last several years very intensively. And that is utilizing the insights of popular psychology of Madison Avenue and of marketing in presenting our message, we have a duty. Dr. Duke believes this. Dr. Ken Gibbon believes it. I believe it. We have a duty to make our message as attractive as we can to our audience. And that stems from our duty to fight as hard as we can, to use all of our creativity, our resources, our imagination to present our message in such a way that it has the best chance of being. And to do anything less than this is really dereliction of duty and irresponsibility. So there are ways that we could present a message that, you know, are kind of guaranteed to fail. And we have engaged, some of us over the years, well-meaning, but we have presented our message in ways that we, if we thought about it, we'd realize that's not going to work. The public is not going to grab onto that particular message. And so we've been kind of stubborn, some of us, in letting go of, you know, like our favorite hobby or our favorite way of saying things. Instead, paying attention, Mitzi, as you say, you meet people where they are, talk to them in language they understand, and an art form that we in the American Freedom Party are working hard now. It's an ongoing project, and you have to keep work. Dr. Duke's working on it. How do you put the message in such a way that people are going to join in? And I'm going to do this. Okay, let me give the. We're going to have Ken Gibbon on here in just a moment, folks. And I'm going to just help him here with the technical aspect of reaching Ken. And let me just tell him that the underlying, you know, when we use Skype a lot, and thank goodness for these technical means that we have, they really make what we're doing possible. I'm going to message here to the engineer. Let's see here. Oh, Ken just gave me this phone number to give to the engineer. Let me do that. He's seeing all of this. He's hearing all this. Of course, he's hearing this on the air right now. He's probably wondering, come on, folks, get me on the air. We'll get him on the air during this break. Come right back, folks.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party. US.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 handling, and you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, free membership, and free CD. Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
James Kelso. We've got Mitzi on the line from Florida, and Ken Givenin, one of the board of directors members of the American Freedom Party, will be with us just shortly. The engineer is calling him right now. And the Ken, just tell you a little bit about Ken. He's got a website, dailyken.com. I mean, really one of the best websites around. In fact, we were talking about American Renaissance just a bit ago and reading headlines off of American Renaissance. You will see off on the right side, there is a scrolling box of news stories, and really remarkably well done, that Jared Taylor is featuring. And lo and behold, let me click on the link there and see if it is actually Ken Givenin's news feed from dailyken.com. That's dailyken, K-E-N-N, dot. And great. Ken is providing. Ken, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Yep.
You know, isn't this amazing? You know, I know you enjoy it too. The expertise of the engineers at RBN, and we have the same expertise at the Liberty News Network that we're both broadcasting on. We're both so privileged to be broadcasting on. Folks, Ken Givenin, my guest right now, his show begins right after this program. So stay tuned when we close the microphone here, because you will then be hearing Ken Givenin's program, which, like this one, is broadcast on both networks. And, you know, Ken, this is wonderful. You know, we are both privileged to be able to reach so many people.
Well, you know, the media is dominated by the globalists, so we have to take every opportunity we can to fight back. And, you know, just a few years ago, we really didn't have this opportunity. Before the advent of the Internet, if you wanted to reach out, you had to spend big money. You know, my time on the radio, on what they call terrestrial radio, where you had to buy time on TV, which nobody could afford, where you had to publish a periodical of some kind, and how would they find you, you know. So the advent of the Internet has really been a godsend to our movement, because it gives us the opportunity to reach people that otherwise would not be reached.
That's right.
Having said that, let me say this real quick, James. You know, I think I mentioned this once before on your program, and I'm going to talk about this on my show that follows, but there have basically been three tiers of warfare throughout human history. One is what I call rudimentary, when they would fight with bows and arrows and spears and chariots and horses. Around the mid-19th century, entered the second tier, when it began, when we began to introduce high-tech warfare, starting with the submarine, the Confederates, and then there was, airplanes, air forces, advanced naval, navy opportunities, radar, so forth. But in the mid-20th century, we entered the third tier of warfare, and that is the battle for the mind. So the place where the battles are being fought, the campaigns are being fought in our minds, and we don't even know it. And so that is why it is so important to realize that the danger is not the atomic bomb. The danger is not that is a danger, obviously, but the danger is not an invading army pouring over our borders. More so, it is the passive invasion of what they're calling refugees. I call them insurgents. They're simply taking over. But the battle is being fought, you know, the theater of the battle is the theater of the cinema, where we go and we submit ourselves innocently to be entertained, but inserted within that entertainment, they are indoctrinating us and we're buying it. We think those are our thoughts. And here's the weird thing, James. We don't know it, but we are allowing left-wing loons out in California, who are script writers, to form our worldview. And that's where the battle is. So, being on this radio show, having websites, we're fighting back.
Now, continue and keep that thought, Ken. We'll be right back after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How did a country founded on freedom and limited government end up with the largest, most intrusive government in world history? The process has been ongoing for a long time, and it won't change as long as the Democrat and Republican parties continue to dominate the political system in the United States. It's time to face some unpleasant facts. Americans used to say, it can't happen here. Well, it can, and it has. America has become unrecognizable. We are living in a dark era where not only freedom is under direct attack, but even truth. The institutions of power and control have essentially merged into one giant organism, one that does not trust or believe in the American people. It's time to break up the Democrat-Republican death grip on power and return America to Americans. It's time to regain our freedom by supporting the American Freedom Party. The American Freedom Party represents the American people and will return our nation to greatness. You can be part of the solution by joining the American Freedom Party for just $25. Send your $25 membership to the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117. Again, that's the American Freedom Party, 9811 West Charleston Boulevard, Suite 2-441, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89117.
Corporate media dominates the American Indian. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. So many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Just today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, it's LibertyStickers.com. Your part, your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-timeline liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars and aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again. If enough Americans act to regain their freedom, the alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party and join us by going to theamericanfreedomparty.us. That's theamericanfreedomparty.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can
Welcome back,
be
folks.
A fool.
Well, when Ken Gibbon was a little boy and I was a little boy, our mamas were telling us about an America that we can win back. We've lost a lot of it. It's slipping away from us, but we're fighting to get it back and to do even better than our parents did and our grandparents, especially in the realm of, as you say, Ken, the intellectual war, the war for our minds, the one that we were losing and that we folks like those in the American Freedom Party can help us win with the truth. I noticed on your website, dailyken.com, it says, in a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's a quote from George Orwell. Andy, you know, Ken, I'm noticing, you know, we talked last week. Shame on me. I noticed your news feed there on the right-hand column of Jared Taylor's website. You mentioned that you have that feed going to another website. Where else is it going?
I think it's still on vdare.com.
Well, folks, you've got to. Now, here's the thing to do while you're listening to the show right now. If you can do so without disrupting this broadcast, type in dailyken, K-E-N-N, dailyken.com. That's all you need to remember. You will get redirected to a Blogspot website, and but that's all you need to remember, dailyken.com, two N's in the Ken. Ken has two N's in his name. And is this a magnificent website, and it's getting ever better, Ken. This is, I can see why Jared picked up, do you call it a news feed? What do you call that column?
Well, they call it a widget, but I think your term is more easily understood by most people. It's news feed. So call it a news feed widget. Most people don't know what a widget is, but that's what it is, yeah.
Right. It's terrific, and I can only imagine the amount of work that you put in to do. You do these great synopses of stories. You rewrite them. You know, you put them under your own byline. And folks, if you know, all of us are pressed for time. We need somebody who is gathering the news pertinent to us, putting it into a condensed form that we can effectively absorb and use. You've got that at dailyken.com.
Yeah, what I try to do is not only condense the story, but I try to unspin it to rephrase it in an honest fashion so we get the true truth.
And let me give you Mitzi spent some time at the beginning of the show praising me, and Mitzi, thank you so much for that. Mitzi, are you still in the call?
Yes, and I wanted to praise Ken, too. I think that
thanks.
Of you, the reason why you're so effective and wonderful is that you're both in search of the truth, you're respectful, and it's intelligent, and it's just, you know, searching for the truth and in this, you know, pure wanting to, you know, save, you know, some wonderful traditions, and you do it in a nice way. You know, you're not crude and you really want to protect those things that are near and dear to what makes civilization work. So I thank both of you for your really hard work. You really both work hard, and it's hard, and sometimes it's lonely, but you are, you know, this alternative media, it's really getting out there. A lot of people are tired of what's on the TV, and they're scrambling, they're dropping their cable and all that, and going to digital antennas for the free stuff, and there's better things than what you pay for the big cable services. You're both doing a great job. That's all I can say.
Appreciate that. Thanks.
You know, Ken, I'm just looking. Mitzi, thank you for that. You're so generous, and I share your admiration for Ken. Let me expound on that. Ken, are we running your feed on our AmericanFreedomParty.us website?
You are not. Nope.
We need to fix that. This is so good. What you are doing here is so good. I think we're running WordPress at our website, so it would, that widget would fit right in.
Yeah, it would be an easy fit. You know, the webmaster just needs to contact me, and I can get him the code. So it's really simple. You just copy, paste it, and bam, there it is.
Yeah. Oh, this is, I mean, this is going to be a magnificent enhancement to our website. I can see why Jared grabbed it when he had a chance to get it. But I'm just looking at the headlines as they go by me here. You know, you've got the scrolling headlines and just amazing stories here of Lech Wałęsa, you know, a warning that he gave. You have a headline here that mob attacks France's youngest MP, Marion Maréchal Le Pen. I mean, and, you know, I can't, as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to listen to your show. But while I'm doing that, I'm going to look at those headlines. These are great headlines. This, get this, folks. Muslims demand end to Oktoberfest in München, in Munich. Can you imagine ending Oktoberfest in Munich? You know, this is really, you know, you spot these great headlines that they distill the essence of what's happening today.
Well, I don't think the Muslims are going to pull off ending the Oktoberfest because there's like 6 million people that attend that every year. And that translates into euros. I mean, it's huge money, so they're not going to pull that one off. But the fact of the matter is they tried.
Yeah.
And that's what their mindset is. Of course, you know, they don't like beer because it's taboo in their religion.
Yeah.
And they're offended.
Yeah, that's analogous to what they're doing with the Confederate flag, you know, and attacking all of our institutions, everything that identifies us, everything that we identify with, all of it is fair game for these invading hordes, who, you know, I mean, they are, just as Wilmot Roberts has said back in 72, they are dispossessing us. They are taking our land, taking our women. There's another story here. Folks, this is going to, you know, it's amazing. I don't know where you find this stuff, Ken. It's a lot of work to find all this stuff. Ken Gibbon has a story here on a sperm donor in Holland who was a Surinamese black mixture person who some agency was putting out an ad that he was a university professor, university graduate. And 500 Dutch women were impregnated with sperm from this guy who was autistic and mentally ill and actually a black from Suriname, which is in South America, which is a former Dutch colony. So that's how that came to pass.
I think it was the agency that made the error. It wasn't that this guy was, it's not that he lied to them. Excuse me. But rather, whatever agency was in charge of redistributing the sperm, I should say managing the sperm bank, made the mistake. And this is one of the dangers that we incur with this type of unrestrained immigration. Mistakes will happen. And the story is, one of the women who was pregnant had a couple little kids, and she noticed as they were getting older, they were also getting darker. And she inquired, and they found out they had made a mistake. I don't know if they switched vials or what happened. But yeah, it infected, I guess, 500 some people, not only in the Netherlands, but also in Austria.
Well, this, and the, now another thing that you do, Ken, now you and I have been working on this week, and this is part of I sense it's part of your mission, your personal mission, as well as is mine. We are trying to craft the message that we put out. We feel the responsibility. We have to do this as a matter of duty, folks. We want to put together a message that can win, a message that can appeal to our people, and the maximum appeal to our people. And we, in that light, we're trying to stay away from things that will marginalize us. There are images, there are styles of presentation that feed into what the enemy wants to do to us, which is marginalize us. You have a very good phrase, Ken, to kookify us. Could you expound on that for a moment?
Kookification is when either we do it to ourselves or somebody else does it to us, but they make us look like kooks. For example, You know, there are really probably a million examples, but a lot of guys, they create logos or icons that are just offensive. And why would you do that? It doesn't make any sense. Good marketing is all about attracting attention in a positive way to make yourself look good. And you know, the so-called far right in Europe has learned that. If you look at some of their imagery from, say, 20 years ago, you think these people are a bunch of neo-Nazis. But if you look at it today, most of the so-called far-right parties in Europe, they have hired professional designers, and their stuff really looks sharp, and it's very appealing. And if you're going to attract people, you know, there's a message in your method. The way that you say things, the way that you present yourself says volumes about you. If a person, for example, is in personal sales, you know, they go out and make sales calls. The first thing the buyer buys is the person himself or herself, and if they don't buy the salesperson, they don't buy the product. Well, the thing that I've learned in direct marketing is my customers don't see me, which is a good thing because I'm kind of fat and ugly, but what they see is my direct mail piece, and that has to be attractive. It has to be appealing. And that's something we really have got to learn. And one of the great marketing tools that we've been ignoring, and we shouldn't, are focus groups. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, that really a focus group is nothing more than Freudian psychology. But you get people together, and you show them your product and what it is you're doing, and you get their impression. But what they will do is not necessarily listen only to the words, but they will listen to the reaction. And the classic example of that, James, is a few years ago, I think this was back in the 1950s, when the Betty Crocker instant cake mix first was introduced, and General Mills thought, I think it's General Mills that sells this, thought that would be a slam dunk sales. But women were not buying it. So they had a focus group. And they interviewed women, and they watched their reaction. Why weren't you buying this? I mean, it's instant cake. It saves hours of your time. And what they discovered was, after observing women in a focus group, this is back in the 50s when the traditional housewife was not politically incorrect, but these women didn't want to bake a cake that didn't require work. They felt guilty about it, so they wouldn't buy the cake mix because it was too easy. And so what General Mills did, after they consulted with the Freudian marketing experts, is they changed the recipe where you had the cake mix, but you had to add an egg. That was the only change. And when they did that, sales soared because they understood what people were thinking, their impression when they saw the product. Well, that's what we need to do. We need to understand what people think when they see our product. And when somebody goes out there, James, and they say, you know, some people have actually said this, it's shocking, but some people said, I hate America, I hate freedom. What kind of an idiot would say that? I mean, even if they believed it, which we obviously don't, some people do. You don't want to say that. Because it immediately turns people off. And one of the things we do in marketing is watch what the other guys do and what they're doing successfully. Now, we can see what Donald Trump is doing successfully. He's talking about illegal immigration. You don't need a marketing team to simply observe that works. And in marketing, you know, I am a marketing professional. It's what I've done for 30 years. I've got a little saying that goes, what works is what works. It's not what you want to work, not what you think would work, but what works is what works. And I can give you an example. A few years ago, I did a direct mail piece, and it was black and white. Well, all the experts say if you do a full-color direct mail piece, it will enhance your return on investment. You'll get back more sales. Well, printers love to tell you that because they make more money printing full color than they do four color than they do one color. Well, I tested it. You know, we did what's called a comparative analysis. I sent out a black and mail advertisement, and I sent out a full color, four color version of the exact same direct mail piece. And what I found was the black and white actually outperformed the full color. So it's not conventional wisdom that works. It's what works is what works. So we have to try things, but the best way to do that is watch somebody who's already doing it. What are they doing that works well? Well, copy it. Just that simple.
Yeah, copy success. Imitate success. And Dale Carnegie advised that, and there was a great Nobel laureate who was asked, what is science? What's the definition of science? And I don't know if I've ever told you this. His answer was, science is finding out what works.
Yep.
As simple as that. So what works is what works. And that's, you know, I really appreciate Ken Gividen. He carried our banner as our presidential candidate for months. That banner is now being carried by the redoubtable Bob Whitaker. We've got a great presidential campaign going in the American Freedom Party, and I want you to go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us, where you will find such wisdom as you are hearing right now from Ken Gividen, a man who's worked for 30 years in marketing. That's exactly what we need, because the revolution is coming to us, and we need to be ready for it, and we need to have a message that all of these people, millions of people are being motivated by the Trump campaign. And Trump's probably not going to be able to deliver. Somewhere along the line, they're going to trip up Donald Trump. I hope not. But we have to be there, because millions of people who recognize we're being swamped, we're being overwhelmed, they're waking up, they're shaking off this reluctance to address the politically incorrect questions. And we need to have what Ken Gividen's talking about, a message that's friendly to them, that's patriotic to them, that appeals to them, that brings tears to their eyes, not that brings tears to our eyes or engages our fantasies or our delusions, but is marketers or people who pay attention to their audience, which is what Dale Carnegie advocated in that most influential book, How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Do you mind if I add one thing real quick?
Sure.
On the program that follows, part of the show is going to be 10 things you need to know about Donald Trump. So listeners are not going to want to miss that.
Oh, okay. Now you've really got me on the edge of my seat. And, you know, we're going to run out of time here shortly, folks. We've got a caller on the line. Do you mind if I bring the caller into – caller?
Sure.
Tom in Florida, have you got a question for Ken Gividen? Tom, are you there in Florida? We may have lost him.
Too bad.
Yeah, well, no, it's my fault. The guests on this show, folks like you, Ken, are so fascinating. I confess, I just can't break up what you're saying. We've got a break here, folks, and then we will come back. I'll see if I can find Tom in Florida again for you, Ken. Stay tuned, folks.
Thanks.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
A to Z Publications is your one-stop source for books written by Dr. Adrian H. Krieg. Dr. Krieg is a Renaissance man whose knowledge of the issues of the day and the needed solutions is unsurpassed. Dr. Krieg has written 13 books, titles such as Rendezvous with the New World Order, Obama's Nightmare Plan, Oz and the New Millennium, and others are available online from A to Z Publications. Go to A to Z Publications and order today. That's the letter A, the number 2, the letter Z, publications.com. Or write A to Z Publications, Post Office Box 110163, Bradenton, Florida, 34211.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it. Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Welcome back, folks. Boy, I am feeling great right now. I'm messaging to the engineers at Republic Broadcasting, the website's republicbroadcasting.org, and thanking them. Boy, you know, it's magnificent to be in the presence of real competence in our cause. Our guest, Ken Gibbon, is an exemplar of that. It really gives us hope to know that we have people, such skilled people. And, of course, that's what our race is famous for. You know, we produce the Isaac Newtons and the Ludwig von Beethovens, and our genetic endowment will continue to produce these brilliant minds. It's one reason I think we will survive, we will prevail, we will preserve ourselves and the beauty of our kind in perpetuity. This is the most magnificent fight, the most magnificent battle any of us could possibly be engaged in. We're privileged to be alive at this time. We only have a couple minutes left. I don't think we're going to be able to find Tom in Florida again. But, Tom, I apologize for losing your call. I made you wait too long. If you can get back in, we'll try to get you in. I'll certainly give you a rain check for next week. Folks, stay tuned for the next show. 10 things you're going to like about Donald Trump. Did I get that right, Ken?
You may not like him.
Oh, you may not like
it. 10 things you need to know about Donald Trump.
Oh, 10 things you need to know. Okay, I misheard that.
Yep.
10 things you need to know about Donald Trump. And, you know, boy, it's just, you know, I like so much what you're saying. And, you know, one of the things I'm taking away from today's show is we're going to get we'll call it your news feed widget. We're going to get that into our website, folks. It's theamericanfreedomparty.us. How long has that been running and we've been missing it?
We have had that widget available for, well, it's been about a year.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
About a year.
Shame on us. Why didn't you point that out to us? Come on.
Well, because I didn't think of it. I need guys like you. By the way, do you know what happened? Major historical event happened in 410 A.D. We're going to talk about that on my show, too. That was when the Visigoths sacked Rome. It was a sacking of Rome, the year when Rome fell and ushered in the Dark Ages.
Right.
Well, what we are experiencing this year is a repeat of that, the sacking of Western Europe. And as the sacking of Rome introduced the Dark Ages, this is going to introduce a new Dark Ages. And James, we're not going to pull out of this one. There will be no Renaissance if we don't do something and do it now.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, with real minds like yours, you know, in the fight, I'm very optimistic. I like our odds that we can prevail in this. And, you know, the shape of our survival, Ken, may not be exactly, you know, what we want or hope for. We may be reduced in our scope, our territory. We don't know. But, folks, hundreds of millions of us are going to rise up in resistance. We are a really redoubtable people and hard to beat once we get our hackles up. So,
you're going to have to define that word, redoubtable. In fact, I'm going to type it in.
Strong.
Music is playing. Time to go.
Stay tuned, folks. Ken Givitan coming up next. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thanks, James.
Thank you.